A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After leaving there, he came into the territory of Judea and Transjordan. And again crowds gathered round him, and again he taught them, as his custom was. Some Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" They were putting him to the test. He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses allowed us to draw up a writ of dismissal in cases of divorce." Then Jesus said to them, "It was because you were so hard-hearted that he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, he made them male and female. This is why a man leaves his father and mother, and the two become one flesh. They are no longer two, therefore, but one flesh. So then, what God has united, human beings must not divide." Back in the house, the disciples questioned him again about this. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another is guilty of adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she is guilty of adultery too." My first reaction on reading this selection from Mark's Gospel ahead of this reflection was to ask whether Jesus really wanted to speak about divorce on this occasion. I'm not really sure he wanted to. I tried to figure out what the atmosphere around this preaching session was. Mark tells us that Jesus entered the territory of Judea, and again crowds gathered around him, and again he taught them. The repetition of the adverb again, two times in one sentence, points to routine, and Mark points this out. "As his custom was," he said. So my feeling is that Jesus was aiming at a routine teaching session. Would the crowd be interested in a discourse about divorce, I wonder? When one remembers who the people were that crowded around Jesus, all eager to have their sick cured and their immediate problems solved, it would not seem likely that they were that much interested in questions about divorce. Mark wrote that the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" It was quite routine for the Pharisees to ask questions in order to put Jesus to the test. But was this uncalled for interruption just a literary expedient to introduce Jesus' teaching about divorce? I'm not sure it was. But Mark recorded Jesus' response. However, I can imagine that Jesus was speaking to two different audiences. The first were the Pharisees, and the second was the crowd. In his answer to the Pharisees, Jesus was quite rough. "What did Moses command you?" he asked. And when they said that Moses allowed divorce, he told them, "It was because you were so hard-hearted that Moses wrote this commandment for you." I do not know whether the Pharisees went away or stayed on to listen. Probably they did stay, for they were always paying attention to what Jesus said so that they could find something to accuse him with. Remember that Jesus was on his long journey to the cross. It does not seem impossible that at this point Jesus gave his back to the Pharisees and kept teaching the crowd. For as from verses 6 to 9, Jesus was calmly expressing God's project. He refers to the story of creation, in which the words, "God saw how good it was," are repeated several times as a refrain. When God created human beings, the Genesis story tells us, God created man in his image. In the divine image he created him. Male and female he created them. And God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. the harmony that existed between God and man, and between man and the rest of creation, was broken when humans distanced themselves from God and did what He had asked them not to do. In this light, we see that Jesus was right in coming to the conclusion that human beings must not divide what God has united. If I am correct in this interpretation, Jesus' teaching to the crowd embraced more than just the question of divorce. If the question of the Pharisees had little interest for the crowd, the teaching Jesus was giving them was much more important. For the crowd was suffering from many other things that humans had been dividing, and are still doing so. In modern terms, we would say that they were suffering from lack of honest work and decent salaries, from lack of health care, appropriate schooling, housing, and lack of freedom of movement and other liberties some of us take for granted. These things were of interest to Jesus' listeners, then and in our days. Back home, the disciples took up again the question about divorce. Jesus told them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another is guilty of adultery against her. The same thing applies to women." Was Jesus being strict, whereas Moses was more tolerant? Were Jesus and Moses moving in opposite directions? I do not think so. If we look at the Pharisees' question, as reported by Matthew, we find an interesting clause added. Their question was, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" This clause, "for any cause whatever," helps us see why Jesus called them hard-hearted. A certain school of thought among the Pharisees held that anything whatsoever can be a cause for divorce. If a man met a woman more to his liking, he had a cause for divorce, for example. Or if a woman criticized her in-laws, or spoiled a dish of food. Now, Moses was not making it easier for men to dismiss his wife. In fact, he was making it more difficult, trying to rein in those who had thus abandoned God's will. Jesus was taking up the command of Moses, and he was bringing it back to God's original plan. Remember what Jesus once said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." The fulfillment of the law, as taught by Jesus, was intended to bring back the harmony that existed in God's creation, the good and fulfilling relationship between God and humans, between humans among themselves, and between humans and the other works of God's creation. Experience teaches us that when humans abandon God, they turn against each other and against creation. And this does not in any way lead to real happiness. So Jesus is right. What God has united, human beings must not divide.